from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, we have the latest out of Governor Larry Rodin's State of the State address and further coverage as the 101st legislative session is officially gaveled in. It's Tuesday, January 13th. Here are today's stories. Governor Larry Rodin gives his first State of the State address, policy-dominated Rodin speech. Governor Rodin addressed both chambers to kick off the 101st legislative session. He began by discussing the importance of convening as lawmakers, giving nods to legislative studies, governor-appointed task forces, and September's special session to vote on a prison.
I'm talking about convening because it's important for you all to understand my leadership style. I don't need to be the smartest man in the room. It's more important to me to get the right people in the room, people with different perspectives. We're focused on solution. Shortly after becoming governor, I pledged to all of you to a cornerstone of my administration, which would be civility. I believe we achieved that last year. So let's all recommit to civility this legislative session.
This comes during a session many believe could be highly political, given the number of campaign announcements since last session. Rodin addressed key issues lawmakers are expected to tackle over the next 3 months. He promoted his property tax bill and announced town halls around the state on the issue, affirmed his support of the governor-controlled Future Fund, promoted the future of the national security industry in South Dakota, and threw his support behind state-led economic development, a debated topic in last session.
Economic growth is a good thing, and we should encourage it. But growth should not be reckless. We should be bold enough to seize opportunity and wise enough to prepare for the future in a responsible way.
Rodin also spoke on the Rural Health Transformation Plan. The state was awarded $189 million in federal funding for its plan over the next 5 years. He says it fits South Dakota.
This plan was built with extensive input from rural communities, the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board, and the health care providers and other stakeholders from across the state. They told us what they need, and this plan delivers it. South Dakota is competing with every other state, and in future years, the federal government will reward states that move quickly on this. We could be the first state in the nation to authorize this funding.
Rodin told the chamber he would love it if this bill was the first to reach his desk for a signature. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. With the State of the State address, Governor Larry Rodin has issued his priorities as the legislative session starting gun fires. Lawmakers say time will tell. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
Governor Larry Rodin's tagline has been strong, safe, and free, and he claims his legislative priorities manifest this mantra. Lawmakers, though, represent a body of 105 individuals that will take some persuading. Republican Senate Majority Leader Jim Melhoff says it's never as simple as a rubber stamp.
It's harder than herding cats. It's like herding wild cats sometimes. There's a diversity of opinion, and I think, as he started off, that civility is prime.
That diversity of opinion cuts deep in one of the most contentious debates of 2026, property taxes. Rodin laid out his proposal on the matter, a replacement of a county sheriff property tax with a half-cent sales tax. Melhoff says there are other options on the table.
When you're talking about meaningful property tax, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think the only way you get there is by reforming the way that we fund education and special education.
As of today, there are over 20 proposals attacking the property tax question, many of which came from a legislative study last summer. Other hotly debated questions came up in the speech, too. Touting both the state and his long pro-life record, Rodin proposed a crackdown on mail-order abortion medicines. Sioux Falls Democratic Representative Caden Whitman says there is a strong appetite for more conversations on the abortion debate.
More than anything, my reaction was disappointment that the governor would use such blatant misinformation and mistruths around abortion medication in South Dakota. If there is an appetite for a conversation around it in South Dakota, I'm hopeful that we'll see it this year.
The State of the State speech marks the beginning of the legislative session, which runs through mid-March. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Pierre.
SDPB will provide coverage of every committee hearing in House and Senate floors for the entire session through journalism and live streams found at sdpb.org/sdnetwork.
Legislative coverage on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, and your membership in the Friends of SDPB. Thank you.
Today marks the start of the 101st South Dakota legislative session. Part-time legislators from around the state are convening to draft and discuss potential laws through March. SDPB spoke with one legislative leader about what's ahead. While South Dakota lawmakers will tackle many topics this legislative session, Senate leadership points to two specific ones South Dakotans may want to keep their eye on. Senate Pro Tem Chris Carr identified property taxes and data centers as two key issues. Carr says testimony he heard on a property tax task force this summer about rising property taxes was alarming.
We want young people to build and start families here. We want our older, elderly and disabled, if they're still able to be independent, to be able to stay in their homes. We don't want to kick them out of their homes due to those increasing property tax prices.
However, Carr says he feels the task force's discussions could yield positive results.
We came up with several recommendations. A lot of them are guardrails to look at what's happening and how we're using our dollars, how we're spending our dollars, what's causing this growth. And I think there's going to be some really good discussions there.
Some believe politics could creep into the session. This year, all seats are up for grabs in the legislature in the November election. Many lawmakers are opting for other positions in November at the local, state, and federal levels of government. Along with that, many lawmakers have hitched their horse to candidates through endorsements for various elections like the gubernatorial race. Some have said that might make the session a tough year to bring meaningful change. Carr says he has a message and plan to encourage legislators against getting lost in the politics of the coming year.
Don't think about these camps. Think about the people that elected you and what's the right thing to do on these issues. Instead of positioning and politics and personalities, let's focus on good policy. And that's what I keep trying to remind everybody, and I will continue to do that because if it starts becoming about something more than the policies and the taxpayer, then I think it raises some concerns, and there should be. If I was just, you know, a member of the voting public, I'd be going, what are we doing, guys? And I think South Dakota is better than that.
Legislative session kicks off today and runs through March. Attorney General Marty Jackley is laying out his priorities ahead of the 2026 legislative session. They include looking to tackle a key issue, limiting drugs within prison walls. South Dakota's chief law enforcement official says his plans are keyed in on three areas: public safety, election integrity, and transparency. With that, Attorney General Marty Jackley says his track record speaks for itself.
Most of the bills that I propose as Attorney General become law.
While the legislature has typically adopted bills brought by Jackley, the 105-member body reserves the right to amend and change them as needed. Jackley says he welcomes that on these bills.
They're designed to protect public safety, public health, election integrity, and transparency. Those are good subjects. Those are important things that I think the legislature should tackle. And I'm looking forward to working with them to improve upon these suggestions.
One of the 10 bills Jackley is bringing aims to deter illegal activity behind prison walls. He says the bill aims to tackle the high number of deaths due to drug overdoses this year.
Bottom line is, 8 overdoses are too many. I want to try to prevent those overdoses, not just address an overdose after it's happened. So I felt the better overreaching approach is to look at how are the drugs coming in and address that by really two ways.
The first way, Jackley says, is through increased charges for possessing drugs within prison walls. Under his bill, SB 42, doing so would result in a 15-year sentence. That's up from 10 under the law today.
Whether it's a correction officer, a nurse's aide, the various other positions within the penitentiary, or a private citizen at a visitation, if you're going to bring K2, meth, fentanyl into our prison system, you'll face harsher penalties.
Jackley says he believes that holds bad actors accountable. The bill also makes ingestion of a controlled substance a felony for inmates within DOC walls and for individuals on parole. Jackley's other 9 bills range from banning foreign and international donations to political candidates to giving law enforcement the power to search and seize digital currency, think Bitcoin, during a criminal investigation. Brookings City Police are temporarily covering some of South Dakota State University's police duties until a new UPD chief is hired. Former SDSU University Police Chief Tim Heaton was fired last month after he was arrested on animal cruelty charges. Court documents say the charges stem from the treatment of dogs found in unsanitary conditions at a seemingly abandoned residence he owned. SDSU asked the city to assist with some university police duties until Heaton's replacement is hired. The university will reimburse the city for any costs. The city agreed to that plan, which is now in effect. Governor Larry Roden is issuing a proclamation declaring January Mentoring Month in South Dakota. Roden says the proclamation aims to shed light on the important role mentoring can play in young people's lives. He says it's a reminder that everyone has the ability to make a positive difference just by showing up. It also recognizes the efforts of many groups that promote mentoring, including Teammates, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Ate Yapi, and Volunteers of America. Gas prices are continuing a downward trend both in South Dakota and across the country. The latest Gas Buddy report shows the state's average price fell almost 4 cents to $2.45 a gallon. That's 15 cents cheaper than last month and down 30 cents from this time last year. The national average of diesel also fell a couple cents to $3.47. A slight change for anyone looking to testify on bills before any legislative committee session this session: you must now register online before testifying. The Appropriations Committee began using this system last year. Now it's in place for every legislative committee. This includes whether you're testifying remotely or in person. The preferred registration deadline is 24 hours before the meeting. You can find a guide to registering at sdpb.org/news. The 2026 South Dakota legislative session begins today. While many issues will be discussed, some will probably stand out more than others. SDPB spoke with Senate President Pro Tem Chris Carr about the session. Carr begins with two issues he thinks taxpayers should pay attention to.
I think some important things that we're going to cover and or consider, you know, first of all, property tax relief has been a big one the last couple of sessions, and something has been talked about kind of going back for decades. But you know, we do have some serious hot spots and some real growth, and we had testimony this summer, you know, saying my property taxes have gone up X amount, and it's alarming, you know, considering we want young people to build and start families here. We want our elderly and disabled, if they're still able to be independent, to be able to stay in their homes. We don't want to kick them out of their homes due to those increasing property tax prices. So I think that's going to be one of the big issues, and kind of all the surrounding components of it too. We spent a lot of time in the property relief task force looking at all facets. And so we came up with several recommendations. A lot of them are guardrails to look at what's happening and how we're using our dollars, how we're spending our dollars, what's causing this growth. And I think there's going to be some really good discussions there on that front. That's just one of the items. You know, I think this is why you, hopefully individuals are paying attention and electing good individuals to the legislature, because I think there's some big issues that have come up that the average person isn't aware of. It's not touched them yet. And I think the data centers and or AI generators, is that some are referring them, is one of those issues where the regular person isn't really thinking about it and the impact of it on their lives as far as having them in South Dakota. But I think that's going to be a very real conversation to say, is it appropriate? Should we have them? Should we induce them economically to come here and be here? If we do open the gates for data centers, how do we regulate them to make sure we have the good players, the good actors, if you will? And then also, where do you draw a line and say, that's as much as we can take, because they do consume a tremendous amount of resources. That's why they're looking at South Dakota, because in other places like Virginia, they've ran out of electricity. They don't have produced enough electricity for them to build any more data centers. And right now they're looking at some of these other areas that have some electricity, but we only have so much. And we also need to be mindful of the consumers' rates and whether or not they're going to be increased by the construction of these data centers. So I think that's going to be a really interesting topic that may not be, you know, at the forefront of a lot of taxpayers' minds right now. But like I said, that's why we have a representative government, right?
A lot of people have said that this is going to be one of the most highly politicized sessions in a long time, because we know a lot of people in the legislature are running for other seats. I mean, we have a governor who's running for his own seat. As President Pro Tem of the Senate, is there a plan to keep things running and make sure election politics aren't part of it?
Yeah, first of all, I think we've had these types of situations before. We have individuals from these offices in the legislature either running for higher offices or supporting individuals very closely for higher office. And we even have some folks running for mayor that are in the legislature, right? So you got mayor, Congress, governors, everybody is part of a camp, part of a group. And the first thing I decided last year, knowing this is what it's gonna look like, was to try to lead by example and not get involved in those races and focus on what I was elected to do, and that's to be a senator, that's to be the president pro tem, and make sure we have good processes so that way We have integrity in our system. And that's going to continue to be my focus. And the other thing I ask my legislators, or the senators specifically, is to focus on that as well. Focus on those policies and making good policy and not the personalities. Don't think about these camps. Think about the people that elected you and what's the right thing to do on these issues. Instead of positioning and politics and personalities, let's focus on good policy. So I threw a bunch of peas at you. And that's what I keep trying to remind everybody. And I will continue to do that because if it starts becoming about something more than the policies and the legislature, or I'm sorry, the taxpayer, then I think it raises some concerns. And there should be, if I was just, you know, a member of the voting public, I'd be going, what are we doing, guys? And I think South Dakota is better than that.
South Dakota's legislative session kicks off today with the State of the State address at 1 Central Noon Mountain. You can listen on SDPB Radio or watch it on SDPB TV or SDPB.org. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit SDPB.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.